Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to The Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Our mid-month episode featuring breaking beauty news, what products we're loving
and not so much,
plus insider celebrity hair and makeup tips.
And the trends that are blowing up our DMs, we've got the hot takes coming right up.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. Hello, Carlene.
Hi, Jill.
So we have a really special bonus edition of Breaking Beauty today.
Yes, it's our TIFF special. Yeah. Because Toronto International Film Festival has been upon us. It's been a really exciting time in the city. So many celebrities everywhere and red carpets and the works.
It's as close to Hollywood as we basically ever get in this town. And we're having our first celebrity headline guest today, and that is with Amber Heard.
Yeah, she is the newish face of L'Oreal Paris.
Yeah.
And there was a big event here in Toronto. It was all about women of worth.
Yeah. And our next episode, we're just going to tease that a little bit because it's with an incredible founder who is probably one of the most requested in our Facebook chat room. And that is the preeminent makeup artist, Bobbi Brown.
Yeah.
So we're going to be hearing about her journey into makeup and as well as what she's doing now.
Mm-hmm. That's very exciting. Let's start by talking about some other sightings that we've had.
Yeah.
I know that you sat down with a celebrity hairstylist.
Yes.
That's also going to be bookmarked for a future episode.
Yeah, it's Adir Abergel. He has almost 500,000 followers on Instagram. He's an incredible artist, period. He has been doing Kristen Stewart's hair since Panic Room. Mm-hmm. Reese Witherspoon is a client of his. Jen Garner. Mm-hmm. He was in town to do the hair for Emmy Rossum. She's the star of Homecoming, which is the new Amazon Prime show. Also with Julia Roberts, no slouch. And so he was an incredible artist to talk to, got some tips for everybody. Mm-hmm. Listen out for that coming up soon.
Very cool. And I understand you saw Vernon Francois.
Yeah.
My dream guest.
Yeah. So this all was all tied into the red carpet movie premiere that I went to. That was courtesy of L'Oreal. Thank you very much. So we had this bird's eye view vantage point. And I went to see The Hate U Give.
Yeah.
And that was a huge, huge best-selling novel, YA novel last year. It stars Amanda Stenberg. And so Vernon was doing her hair and it was just incredible. I see her step out of the car and it's like 100 barrettes all along her hairline. And it was
I
just
saw
like,
the pictures like Swarovski crystals.
Yeah,
right?
Like sparkle, like moment on the carpet with her natural hair texture just flowing behind her. And he stepped out and he was like touching her up on the red carpet. And I took a photo of him and I on my Instagram stories, and he actually then like reposted it on his stories, a little behind the scenes moment.
Oh, nice.
So that was really great.
How cool would that be to have your very own hairstylist just like following you around on the red carpet?
It's a dream. Do you know how many times I show up to an event? I think I look as good as I did when I left the house, but it's like inevitably something smeared. There's hairs out of place,
not
whatever.
Not in our humidity, not here.
Definitely
but that
not.
Was like a star studded carpet.
Yes.
Because who else is in that movie?
Regina Hall. She plays the mom. There was Issa Rae, who is my favorite. I love her show Insecure on HBO. Mm-hmm. If you guys aren't familiar, it's kind of a coming of age story where the central character is stuck between two worlds. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the movie, first time ever at TIFF I had seen this occur, they basically had the soundtrack or the theme song from the movie. They had the artist Arlissa perform it at the end of the movie, and it just brought everything together and it gave you chills. Mm. And I'm going to play a little clip of that live performance right here.
God, that's like a dream night. Yeah. That sounds like a fantasy, like Cinderella. Like you went into the pumpkin, turned into a coach. You showed up on the red carpet.
I know, and it was a world premiere. Like how lucky, I felt so lucky to see that movie come to life. And it's, I think it's going to be a huge blockbuster coming out mid-October, I believe.
Oh, cool.
What did you see?
So the movie I saw had a lot of star power, but not a lot of beauty candy on the red carpet. So I saw Green Book. It's with Mahershala Ali and Viggo Mortensen. And it was a great movie. It actually won the People's Choice Award. So it obviously resonated with the audience really well, produced by Octavia Spencer. And it was just like, it's racially charged, but funny as well. So this oddball combination.
Yeah. Is it about a jazz musician?
Yeah, it's about a jazz musician. Okay. And I'm not going to reveal too much more than that. Okay. But it was just really cool to be there. And there was definitely an overarching theme at TIFF this year, which I think is happening at film festivals all over the world. And that's about women in film.
Hell yeah. Finally.
And we were lucky to be invited to an event sponsored by L'Oreal as well. It was around their Worth Saying hashtag. And it was hosted by Amber Heard, Andy McDowell, and Shore Agadashlu. I hope I said that right.
And some of you may know Shore from the Star Trek Beyond series. And it this whole roundtable was really about them shining a light on women's issues in Hollywood, from ageism to the wage equality, all of these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt it was really powerful to be in that room with, you know, the whole audience. It felt like was female as well.
And what I think really found powerful is that you often think, oh, things are not getting better for women. But then Andy McDowell went on the record and said when she was in her 20s, getting her first few roles, everybody would say to her, save your money because you're not going to work a day after your 30th or 40th birthday. And here she is in her 60s now, being the longest serving L'Oreal Paris spokesperson.
Over 3 decades.
So you see the progress, like inching along.
And she's still getting roles. She's been in 1 or 2 films this year herself.
And I think it's worth noting, I was standing in line at a restaurant and I heard a couple of British guys behind me talking about just last year they were sitting down with Harvey Weinstein trying to get deals done. Mm-hmm. And like, what a difference a year makes. The most once the most powerful person probably at TIFF, or one of the most, is not even here. He's gone, obliterated. Yeah. So that's going to take a while to sort of dismantle all of that, but hierarchy. Yeah. But we were really happy to sit down and hear these women speak from the inside, insider perspective.
Absolutely. And we had a one-on-one with Amber Heard. So that was really cool. She became a L'Oreal ambassador at the beginning of this year. Mm-hmm. And she's so much more than a pretty face. You know, she is a humanitarian. She's an activist. Her Instagram feed is filled with her different causes. She is right now crowdsourcing for crowdrise.com for the Syrian American Medical Society. So we asked her about that. Also the topic of women in film and straight up beauty.
Yeah. So we did slide in a question or two about beauty and how that sort of factors into the role she says yes to. And we got some scoop. There's a new L'Oreal mascara coming out. She was wearing it and it's coming out late December. It's called Unlimited Mascara. And the cool thing about it has this bendable wand, so you can reach each and every lash. We've done a bit of Googling. It is out in the UK already. If you guys have tried it, please let us know in our Facebook chat room. But I think we've talked enough. let's move along to our guest.
So yeah, we're going to jump into our interview where Amber is telling us about her new film that she was here to promote. It's not Aquaman. That's coming out later this year. It's called Her Smell.
So take it away, Amber Heard.
I am here at the Toronto Film Festival to support my film, Her Smell. I am super excited about it. It is a predominantly female-led cast with Elizabeth Moss at the helm. There are several very strong, amazing women in it. There's Cara Delevingne, Agnes Day, Ashley Benson, just to name a few. Yeah. I was lucky enough to be a part of, a small part of that beautiful, strong ensemble cast of predominantly women.
Yeah.
You know, a female-led story is, you know, a story in general, a script in general that has female character, meaning a character, mm-hmm. not a caricature, but an actual role is rare enough. But to have a, almost all female cast, it's that's exciting. That's yeah. fun. That's a team I want to be associated with. Yeah. And I had the honor of playing a coming in and offering a small contribution as in the role of Zelda, who serves as a kind of you know, serves as a kind of as the antithesis of what the character Elizabeth Moss's tumultuous journey would indicate. I serve as the opposite of her path, mm-hmm. and I guess all of that will become a lot clearer once you see the movie. And I'm yeah. excited to see it tomorrow.
So, if you had to sum it up in like one sentence, what the movie's about?
It's a beautiful indie about heart in light of struggle. It's about addiction, it's about recovery, it's about friendship, it's about self-discovery and camaraderie amongst a group of women, female musicians who are touring the world and endure the trajectories of their careers in a very in the heightened environment of music.
Amazing. Can't wait to see it.
Did you say one word or one sentence?
And it's, I'm like, oh, tell me more because I want to see this really badly.
Yeah, a bunch of female rock stars yeah. on the tour over the decades.
Cool. Did you have a beauty look in that movie? What was she all about?
It's a little Bowie. It's a little Cher. It's a little Diana Ross. It's a mix of, she's just kind of other of another world and of another generation. She's the type you can't quite pin mm-hmm. where she comes from.
Cool.
But it's a very, you get the idea, it's a very, you know, otherworldly.
Cool.
Yeah.
How would you describe your aesthetic back in like the high school days? And I know you're from Texas. Did you do like the pageant circuit or tell us about that?
You know, I just, I grew up riding horses, breaking horses with my dad, and I grew up in the country, and, you know, we had fished and hunted and did all that. And I went to Catholic school for as long as I could stand it. And, you know, so obviously the wardrobe's limited there. You couldn't so much as wear earrings. This much to speak of anyway. So I was my secret pleasure in being a somewhat girly girl deep down and wanting so badly to explore the world of kind of experimental beauty expression. Mm. I was dying to be in a pageant.
Yeah.
I couldn't really afford to do them. But I would go around to local businesses that my dad was working with, and I would ask for sponsorships. I'd get sponsorships. Oh, and people felt sorry for me, let's face it.
Yeah, yeah.
And put my eyes on myself up for a couple because I just wanted to wear makeup and pretty dresses.
Yeah,
that was my only opportunity.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this was just right at the time, the new... It wasn't cool to do that kind of like, let's dress girls up kind of thing anymore. This is in, you know, after the whole JonBenet Ramsey tragedy and stuff. And that was terrible, but it did affect everybody in response, kind of changed the way they, you know, were going to present these sorts of pageants. So right when I got there, solely for the reason of getting a chance to, you know, experiment with my, you know, with beauty looks and try to experiment with what that meant to me in my life, since it was not applicable in any other aspect of my life. Right then I get there and they're like, we're doing fresh faces and ponytails.
Yeah.
And I was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
You're like, I have my can of Elnett. I am here.
Elnett.
I have my Vaseline to put on my teeth. I'm ready.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. As soon as I saw Elnett in my bathroom, you know, when I first started working with L'Oreal, they sent me like a little care package. We were going to go do some press, and I saw Elnett, and I was like, I laughed to myself thinking, actually, after all this time, I'm still using LNET.
Yeah, something. Yeah, so you're a perfect fit.
Yeah.
And now you get to play the role. You've got makeup on, you've got red lips. What's your favorite? I know you became a L'Oreal ambassador earlier this year. What's your favorite product?
Well, I have been obsessing over, you're right, I'm a red lip type of person because I do feel, it's think about a lipstick and can change everything is how you feel and how you look. It can be, you know, I don't think it's necessary to feel powerful, to feel, you know, anything, but it's fun if you can get that out of it. Makeup is a tool. It is, you'll get out of it how you use it or what you want to get out of it. Yeah. And for me, I think my lipstick is a go-to. I just discovered L'Oreal's, one of their newest products, which is the lipstick I'm wearing now.
So I was preparing for this interview. Okay. And when you Google your name,
oh no,
and beauty, it comes up that you have scientifically the most beautiful face. Have you ever heard this? And what? How do you feel about that?
It's all about ratios, right?
Yeah.
Something what was like, it?
It's all about ratios, I think. How they ratios, determine yes, the scientific.
It's about symmetry and the golden ratio, and that there has been, you know, and it's not just applicable to actresses or celebrities or people. It's applicable to nature. My face, whether it's applicable to that or not, I have no idea. I'll take it. Yeah.
So we also read when we were researching that you sometimes might get turned off by a script if the character is described as beautiful. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. There's a major deficit in the kind of roles and opportunity for women in this industry. We make up well over half the ticket buying population, the movie going population, and the population in general. We earn in this industry an embarrassingly low amount in comparison to our male counterparts. Mm-hmm. All women do in compared to men, but in the film industry itself, that number is alarmingly lower, much more severe.
Yeah.
That said, the kind of roles that, for instance, the kind of roles we have the potential to play, the kind of roles that are out there, you know, women only make up 30% or roughly 30% of the speaking and or named roles in films.
Yeah.
Try then to apply an extra filter to the amount of time women are featured in a script or a story where they're not speaking directly about a man, the male that they are with in the story. It's even more alarming.
Yeah.
So there is a huge disparity in not just gender equality, but it's pay equality, opportunity, and don't get me started about our lifespan.
Yeah.
So I feel there's much, we have a long way to go before being seen as fair and equal. So naturally, as a young woman, I started doing this when I was like 16. I've been on my own since that. I didn't know anybody when I came to LA. I've had to fight tooth and nail to have the opportunities that I've been lucky enough and fortunate enough to have. But, you know, they'll send you a script breakdown, and after I see 10 scripts cross my desk a week, and I'm lucky if I've read one character, actual character, not a placeholder, not some woman who's there to elicit a response from a man, propel him in the story, or provide some sort of what they call quote-unquote heart to the movie, meaning the nice person and lets him go on his way to his journey to find himself. It's that kind of supporting category we get put in so often. Mm-hmm. I have found that one of the qualifiers for that is making and defining women solely on how they look superficially. And I can assume you guys understand this. Beauty comes from within and is what you make it. It is your choice and it is your power depending on how you want to utilize superficial beauty, physical beauty, and internal beauty. It doesn't make me less powerful as a woman that I'm beautiful. However, if I'm reading a script breakdown and the first of the qualifiers when they're describing the character's characteristics, 20s, beautiful, stunning, hot, sexy, yeah, some version of that, I know that that is the most important quality to this character. And I don't think that's a characteristic.
Yeah.
That does not define my character. Yeah. It doesn't take from my character either. And that's something that I really think is important.
Very well, well said. We just want to do a rapid fire.
We have some.
Let's do a little rapid fire. All right. What's the last show, book, or podcast that you binged on?
I have been binging on the history of the Tsars, the Romanovs. I just can't get enough of it.
So, best beauty tip for looking less tired?
Laugh.
Okay.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time.